praise ye the Lord. The topic of my exhortation to us this morning, I title it, Keys to the Kingdom. Keys to the Kingdom. Matthew 16, the Lord gave us this message a while back, and it's coincidence, some of everything that we've been talking about will tie into this and a little more. Praise the Lord. In Matthew chapter 16, if you could open it up, Matthew chapter 16, Jesus was asking the disciples, he said, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Could you put it up, please? Matthew chapter 16, who's back there? Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 through 19. And I'm going to read. Did I give the wrong? Okay. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 16, 13 through 19. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? They said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, some Jeremiah, and others say the prophets. 15. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon bar Jonas, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. What are the gates of hell? Is a physical gate will not prevail against it? No. The powers of hell will not prevail against it. Can somebody say amen? Verse 19. This way I'm going. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. The keys. He didn't say key. The keys of the kingdom of heaven. So there are so many keys. We'll look at a few keys. And we'll be going deeper and deeper. As time goes on. Deeper and deeper. And we'll see that and understand what is couched in darkness. And light, because the Bible said, light and darkness, he dwells in them both. There's nothing hid from him. His eyes see light, he sees darkness. And so, things that looks like darkness to us becomes revealed as we understand what these keys of the kingdom are. Praise the Lord. The plaque we have on our building back there, we prayed and about it, what we put as an inscription, as a dedication of this building. Finally, the Lord led us to put what is over there. So this building is dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ and for the expansion of the kingdom. It's not about church. It's expanding the kingdom. Can somebody say kingdom? Because you can belong to a church, and you may not be in the kingdom. Can somebody say amen? You could go to church, be a member of a church, but not a member of the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Note, it's not every key that opens every door. Amen? So you could have a key that opens this front door, will not open that door. And if you are not careful, if you own a property, in fact, this literally happened to somebody. He stood on his property. It was an exclusive neighborhood. Stood in front of his property trying to look for the key. Guess what? His neighbors called the cops on him. And before you know what's happening, he was behind, it's my house. Because he didn't have the key on time. And he was treated like a total stranger in his own house. That will not happen to you in Jesus' name. When we understand these keys, they will help us rise above situations that confront us. Praise the Lord. All of us have one challenge or the other that confront us. If we are all perfect, if we are perfect, we will not be here. Can somebody say amen? We are pressing on to the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Key number one. Salvation. You cannot smell the kingdom of heaven without salvation. Amen? I don't know if you are here, if you've been going to church, young ones, old ones, you have to have salvation. You have to be saved. There's no if, ands, or buts about it. You might be going to the church because your father is forcing you, your mother is pulling you by the ears. Look, one day, you're going to stand before your maker. One day, you're going to stand, not with mommy and daddy. Mommy and daddy will not be there that day. You will stand. Everyone shall give account of himself. I will give them. And it's not, husband and wife is not the case. Oh, because my wife this and that. Nah. Amen. Each of us will give account of ourselves before the King Jesus. Praise the Lord. John chapter 3, verse 1 to 12. John chapter 3. All of us know this story. Nicodemus. He said, what shall I do to enter? He said, you must be born again. You must be born again. He said, hey, how can I be born again? Shall I go into my father's womb? Jesus has paid the price for you and I. He that knew no sin became sin, so that we can become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Put it this way, he was bruised for iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. See, all of us have gone astray. Each of us gone his own way. But the Lord has put upon him the iniquity of us all. How many of us can fulfill the requirements of the Lord, the Ten Commandments? Every day to the letter. If we stand before a judge, you say, hey, but you broke this one. You broke this one. But you know what happens? You're in the courtroom and somebody raises his hand. The judge is ready to put the slammer on the ground. Say, hey, guilty. Guilty as charged. But somebody in the courtroom, Jesus. He said, I know him. I know Peter. He goofed off a few times. I'll take his place. That is what Jesus came to do for us. He took your place and my place. And he bore it. And we are free. Free. In 1 Corinthians 15, say, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things pass away. Behold, all things become new. Salvation. Here's where a lot of us miss this thing. Salvation is three-way. And this weird, the enemy pummels some of us. We as human beings consist of three elements. The body, the soul, and the spirit. When we accept Christ as our Savior, the spirit becomes new. Your human spirit, the Lord takes over. And that's why the devil cannot possess a Christian, because the Holy Spirit now indwells in you. Amen? How be it? The body and the soul is being saved. The body shall be saved. So what are you talking about? By the renewing of your mind, your soul is being renewed. That's why some of us to become Christians, we are contending with issues. Whoever contend with issues, say, what's going on with me? People have sicknesses and this and that in the body of Christ. Or you have situations that just torment you while you can't overcome it. What's going on? Your soul has to be saved. There has to be a renewing of your mind, of your soul, with the word of God. So that what you take in now pushes out your old nature. Is somebody with me? is somebody with me. That's why sometimes, even as Christians, we have dreams that are so bizarre. What is all this? There's a contention in the spirit for your soul and your body. Amen? Your spirit is new. The Holy Spirit is in you. Your human spirit, the Lord takes over. But you are still contending. We are being saved in the soul, and your body shall be saved. Sometimes we quote these scriptures. There's therefore no condemnation in Christ Jesus to those who are in Christ Jesus. But you have to not walk after the flesh, but after the spirit. Amen. There has to be a renewing of your soul. Your soul is not saved instantly when you accept the Lord as your Savior. It's not. Neither is your body. There has to be a constant renewal. And that's why we contend with stuff. I remember Pastor Emmanuel made an analogy last sermon. He was a Christian. And then at certain times of the year, he has a migraine headache. A lump comes on his head. And the day he realized that, whoa, this is my place in rightful position, in right Christ Jesus, that's the end of the story. But up until that time, he was saved, all right? And you are saved, all right, but you contend with stuff. How many contend with stuff? Am I the only one? Oh, come on, talk to me, somebody. Am I the only one contend with stuff? No! We all contend with stuff. We'll go deeper as the Lord gives us the grace from here on. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Can you put it up, sir? He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable sacrifice, reasonable service. Be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So there has to be a renewing, a constant renewing of our mind, of our soul part, so that gradually as we are being renewed, we'll be renewed into the image of God and His Christ. Is somebody with me? Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. So three parts. Then the body shall be saved. Why do we as Christians get sick from time to time? The body shall be saved. The scriptures say the last enemy shall be destroyed is what? Death. What are you talking about? Death. So death is an enemy. We used to sing a song in those days. Death is an enemy. Death is an enemy. Death is an enemy. So we must have to resist it. Sin, death is a consequence of sin. Amen? Are you sure that God wants to save our bodies? Is there any scripture to back us up that God is intending, His plan is to save this body? Has there been a precedence? Talk to me, somebody. That God desires that this body will be changed. I'm going to read a discourse with us. 1 Corinthians, that's 1 Corinthians 15, 26. Say death is an enemy. In 1 Corinthians 15, 51, 58. 1 Corinthians 51, 58. 15, 51, 58. 1 Corinthians 15, 51, 58. Let's read. It says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. What does that mean? We shall all not all die. Hey, teachers, am I right or am I wrong? Pastor, am I right? He said, we shall not all die. we shall not all sleep, but we all shall be changed. In a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump of God shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. We shall be changed. Paul was looking forward to that. That he said, he included himself in it. He said, we shall be changed. Say, for this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality. Folks, immortality means you will not die. That's what it means, period. And we'll read a discourse Jesus had very soon. Because a lot of times, you have to know a promise of God in order to grab onto it and latch onto it. If you do not know that Christ died for your sickness, you will be sick and be sick, and you mope and be moping and moping until finally the devil takes everything over. Hallelujah. But when we come to realize that, hey, Christ died. He died. We begin to quote the word back to him. Say, Lord, you said. Lord, you said. Now can I say, bring to pass what you have said concerning this sickness in my body. Amen. Say, contend for the faith that was once delivered unto apostles. Brother Jude was saying that to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then we go on. It's also when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and the mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of the sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, let's comfort one another with this scripture. Say, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the Lord desires that our bodies, will be saved. Do you believe that? No, do you believe that? That this body will be saved. Let's go on. I'm going to read a few scriptures because this is not a lot of us will resign. Let me ask us a question. How many funerals did the Lord Jesus Christ go to? Talk to me, somebody. How many funerals, how many people did he put down and he cried and he put them down and they were gone? How many? Hello? Did the person die? Listen, folks. We all attend funerals at one point in time or the other. When we become like the Christ, the dead cannot stay dead around you and I. Can somebody say amen? The sick shouldn't stay sick around you and around me. Jesus never performed a burial ceremony. Is somebody with me? What has happened? We have bought the devil bill of sale. We've taken it hook, line, and sinker. How many of us have attended funeral ceremonies? How many of us have performed funeral ceremonies? I've been there. I wish I could lay hand on the person and say, get up! Get up, man! But he that has this hope in himself, purify himself. That one day, this corruptible will put on incorruption. That is why I encourage us as believers. Watch what you say with your mouth. That's why I watch what I say with my mouth. Because if God is going to use this tongue to cause the dead to come forth, I cannot put death, sickness by my verbiage on anybody else. Can someone say amen? I'm going to read the scripture. So you say, Peter, you are saying that we don't have to die. And that's what I'm saying. Jesus said it. I'm going to read a scripture, and if he said it, we can only aspire to it. If you don't know what he has paid for, you can't grab the promise. Let's read on. He said, we shall not all sleep. Some of us will not die. That's all he's trying to say. So for you not to die, your body has to be changed. Amen. It has to be changed to light. The closer we get to the Christ, as the soul is being saved, the body will be saved. We turned into light. What happened to Moses, folks? Moses, the closer he got to the Christ, what happened? His body was changing. He had to put a veil on himself. There was something going on in his genetics. I don't know. Is that one reason? In Jude, it says that the devil was contending for his body. Why should the devil be contending for somebody's body? That's a topic for another day. Hallelujah. Let's read. John 8, 31. We're going to read the whole thing. Just bear with me, because this is a kind of Elu. Maybe say, Peter, come on. I mean, since the forefathers slept, everybody's been dying. That's true. Everybody has been dying. But there will be a people at the return of Christ whose body will be changed into light. And he that has his hope himself, you contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the apostle. John 8:51. Say, verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall not see death. That's what he said. Let's read the whole discourse, so that you will know that God, the Lord Jesus Christ, wants to save our body. John chapter 8, verse 31. Follow me as I read. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Just continue in my word, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. They answered and said, now the Pharisees were now contending with him. So they answered and said unto him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye may be made free? Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whoever committed sin is a servant of sin. Listen, and a servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever. Sin will not have dominion over us. As a sin, Christ has come that we may have victory over sin. In totality, every time we are praying, oh Lord, my sin. God intends that we should live a sinless life. The Bible said the enemy came to the Christ. He found nothing in him. Nothing in him. He wants us to be like the Christ, the firstborn, so that the enemy can say, look, concerning Peter, I found nothing in him. He's walking the walk. As he talks the talk, praise ye the Lord. And as you walk the walk, as you talk the talk, your soul, a transformation starts. Do you know that sometimes people say things to you, your mouth, you can't even talk? Why? Because he has moved you to a different level. People maybe say words and things as you say, man. Like Jesus says, Father, forgive them, for they didn't know what they do. You want to say something, but it's like the Lord has put a lock on your mouth. Say nothing. Anybody been there? Talk to me, somebody. You just can't see anything. Hallelujah. Where was I? Verse 37. I said, I know ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. That's a totally new different subject. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto him, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. He do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. Oh, are they content what I sent to Jesus here? Verse 43. So why do you not understand my word, my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Ye of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he's a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinced me of sin? If I have said the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's word. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. 48. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Jesus answered and said, I have not a devil, but I honor my father, and you dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory. There's one that seeketh his glory. There's one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. That's what he said. Let's look at Lazarus, the story of Lazarus. Lazarus chapter 11. I'll try to abbreviate this on account of brevity of time. Lazarus was dead. That was the only funeral the Lord should have attended, right? It was his friend, Mary and Martha, all of them. He said, oh, if you are here, my brother couldn't have died. The scripture tells us he waited 2 extra days. Amen? 2 extra days so that they will know that, man, this guy is dead. Praise the Lord. But he's the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. Death cannot stay around him, man. Neither can the sick stay around him. The only way sickness stays around, he couldn't do anything in their midst. He said what? Because of their unbelief. Praise the Lord. Say, if you believe, you say unto this mountain, be thou cast away. And it will happen. John chapter 11, verse 18. I'll try. It's such an interesting discussion. It said verse 18, now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs. And many of the Jews came to comfort Mary and Martha. And then Martha, as soon as he heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary was still in the house. Mary went to meet the Lord. Martha was stayed home. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it. She had faith that it was possible for Jesus to bring it back to life. Can somebody say amen? Verse 25. Jesus said, listen to this. Let's look at 24. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again. I know that. So it's not that he will not rise again. His body will be changed from the grave and everything. I know that. He said he will rise again in resurrection at the last days. So he wasn't talking. She wasn't believing for the last day resurrection. No. Every believer, whether you are in, you well to believe that are going to grave, they will rise again. So he wasn't talking about that body being changed to that extent. He's talking about this physical body being changed. Hallelujah, somebody. Verse 24. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Resurrection. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Then he puts a question. Believest thou this? Whosoever liveth. Who is living shall never see death. Say, do you believe it? That it's possible that somebody will not see death in this physical body. It looks like a hard saying. Say, do you believe it? Believe thou this? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She said unto him, yes, Lord, I believe thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And the rest is history. Jesus went to the grave. Said, Lazarus, come forth. And the dead couldn't stay dead around Jesus. Why is dead staying dead among us? Why is the dead staying dead among us? And we call ourselves Christian. I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the palmer worm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm. I will restore, I will restore, saith the Lord. The Bible said Enoch walked with God and was no more. Hallelujah. Enoch must have heard from his great, 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 great grandfather there was a time the Lord came down. Adam probably told him stories and what happened and the consequences of sin and what happened in the Garden of Eden. Not much is said about Enoch other than he walked with God and was changed into light. How many of us can believe to be changed into light? No, how many of us can believe that what God said, he can do it? You see, it's a paradigm shift that has to take place because over the years, everybody that you know has gone to the grave. Yes or yes? Is somebody with me? I think it's Timothy. He said, Christ has abolished death and brought life and immortality to life through the gospel. Life and immortality through the gospel. Are we there yet? We shall be changed. We shall be changed. Changed from mortality to immortality in a twinkling of an eye. Jesus is coming back. He is coming back. If we don't believe that he can do this thing, that's okay. It doesn't make of none effect what he has promised. But if people believe that they can be changed into the image of God and his Christ. Hallelujah. When this change takes place, we read in the book of, in the Acts, messengers of God, supernatural body transportation. Amen? Hallelujah. Did it happen? Philip was one. Supernatural, he was transported doing the work of the ministry. And we are hearing now that is happening in certain quarters. The man is here praying on his knees. The Lord physically took him somewhere to preach the gospel. In now. Now. I'm not saying yesterday. Now. Let us contend. Let us contend. Let us contend for this that was once delivered unto the apostles. Praise the Lord. Elijah was translated too. Elijah was translated. Was it just for them? We have a more sure word of prophecy. Because our forerunner, the Christ, has paid the ultimate price for us. That as our souls get been changed, our bodies shall be changed too. I mean, it's no big deal. Honestly, it's no big deal. For the Lord to save our spirits. It's no big deal. We are changed. I mean, fine. But he has a desire to change you and I into the image of the Christ. I say he has a desire to change you and I so that when the enemy comes, he say he has nothing. There's no sin. Clean before my Lord I stand. And in me, not one blemish does. He say, I'm not talking about, yes, by faith and all that stuff. But let us contend for these things. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. So salvation. Spirit saved. Soul being saved. The body shall be saved. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the first kiss I gave here is salvation. They said, I'm not putting this in any other order. There are several things we could put into this. The Bible says the Lord has given him a name that's above every name. The name of Jesus is a key to open various doors for us. Doors of healing, deliverance. He said has given him a name above every name that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians verse 5 through 10. Philippians chapter 2. Can you put that up, sir? Say, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought not robbery to be equal to God, but made himself of no reputation, and took unto him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in And being in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, that's a key. Every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth at the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is so powerful that even somebody who doesn't know the Christ can invoke that name. Have you seen that? Somebody who doesn't know the Christ, who is a believer, can invoke that name and it will come to pass because the name of Jesus. The demons tremble at the sound of that name. Am I right? At the name of Jesus. So that name Jesus, the demons start quaking. The topic of my discussion came, I was meditating for a while on this next key. His word. In Psalm 138, verse 2. Psalm 138, verse 2. We all know as believers the importance of the word of God. Amen? The importance of lining ourselves with the word, and not just lining, and doing the work of God. Amen? The word of God. But this psalm said what? It said he has magnified his name. His word above all his name. Amen? It looks like a contradiction. Why? Let's think about it. He says he has magnified his word above all his names. The name of Jesus can be whatever you want him to be for to you. For healing, provision. He's your early lion. El Shaddai, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Jireh, whatever you want him to be. He is all that to us. Amen? But he says he has magnified his word above all his name. Why is that so? Why is that so? He gave me the understanding. Because anybody can use that name and they get a miracle. Anybody can use that name and they get a miracle. And next time, they are back in sin. You have, that's why I wrote in the scriptures. He said, in that day shall many say, Lord, haven't I done this in your name? I've done this in your name and done this miracle, prophesied and this and that in your name. What he will say? See, I never knew you. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. I said, that will not be your portion in Jesus' name. He said to them, I never knew you. You workers of iniquity. He said, but man, you even came to our house. You came to our church. Say, I never knew you. Because what? They were walking iniquity. They were not lining themselves up with the word of God. Have you run the people, they look at the scripture with their korokoro eyes. And they tell you it doesn't matter. And they go ahead and do whatever they want to do. Have you run people like that? Yeah. They tell you it doesn't matter. That's freedom. Freedom that takes you outside of the word of God is not freedom, it's bondage. Because you're going to pay a price for it. It's a question of time. Hallelujah. So the Lord made me to understand that is why he has magnified his word. And I tell you by the special grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, in this assembly, the word of God will be magnified above anything else. In Jesus' name. In the latter day, a man of God said, miracles or no miracles? The bride stay with the word. Can somebody say amen? Miracles or no miracles? See, there's a clamoring right now. The Lord told me for the gifts. It's awesome, awesome. I want the gifting of the Holy Spirit to start manifesting in this place. More than any other person. Howbeit, we'll line it up with the word of God. If a point in time comes that somebody is lifted up above the word, not in this assembly. Praise ye the Lord. I remember way back, there was a man, some of us know him, before our previous pastor went to his rest, invited to come and minister and stuff like that. I have not seen the operation of the word of knowledge like this man operated. He could look at you and tell you everything about your life history. His name was, give you the initials, LJ was his name. And there's something about him. Listen, folks, a gift is a gift. It's a gift. The gift and calling of God are without repentance. That is why a lot of people in clamoring and wanting gift, they go to different sources. Pastor, am I right? Trying to get this power at all costs. Because people are clamoring, they want the supernatural without the word of God. The word of God is so far from them. What we observed with time, well, this man, it was all about money. Three things I want to leave with us as we move into this realm that men of old have told us. Said three things that we used to test men of God in these latter days. Three things. I call them three F's, but I'll break them down. Fame, women, and money. So we could remember, those of us that are a little younger, females, fame, and fortune. So many men of God have fallen. Pray, lost entire ministries because of this. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Praise ye the Lord. So give every, no matter the gift, you invite somebody to come and talk and this and check the spirit, check the word. Do they align with the word of God? Are they elevating themselves? Are they elevating the gifts and not the giver? We have to say, I'm man of God. Elevate the God in the man. Hallelujah. See the God in the man and not the man. You see, especially those of us that are from Africa, we have a tendency to worship people. Am I right? No, talk to me, somebody. We have a tendency to worship people. Hey, rank a deity. And the same thing happens in church. Before the man stands up, they come, want to carry his Bible for him. And they are running behind him. He's a man of God. He's a man of God. Ah, he's a man of God. They are carrying him. I'm not saying we shouldn't do that, please. We shouldn't respect the servants of God. That's not what I'm saying. But there's a degree in which it goes. It's beyond what you and I see. They have elevated the man. Put him on the same pedestal as God. No man has the fullness of God dwelling in him as the Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Praise ye the Lord. We have to put Christ in this latter day on top where he belongs. No other thing takes secondary place other than the Christ. This is what I want to leave with us. We cannot elevate a man above the Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So as I round up, see, in this question of, look, in this question of gifting, a donkey prophesied. You can see that in Numbers chapter 22. Saul, who the anointing was off of his life, he was a gunner trying to kill David. One day the anointing came upon him. They say, hey, is Saul lost among the prophets? He started prophesying. And his prophecy was obviously true. Amen? You see that in 2 Samuel chapter 10. 11 through 12. Even his own servants too started prophesying. So what I'm trying to say to us is this. Let us stay with the word. That is why the Lord has exalted, magnified his word above all his name. Can somebody say amen? Praise ye the Lord. Miracles or no miracles? The bride stay with the word. Another man, a high priest, was prophesying too. Amen? You can see that in John chapter 11, 47, 53. Please, don't misunderstand me. I'm just saying keys to the kingdom. The Lord will give you eyes of eagles, and you see that it's couched in darkness. He will give you eyes of eagles. Men will speak. The good thing about what God has given us as human beings is this sixth sense when you know somebody is just, he's talking for himself. Amen? You know he's just blabbing. He's not talking the word of God. But it's so easy for us as human beings to start following signs and wonders. Yeah, it's true. I mean, a lot of people follow Jesus for signs and wonders. When you start getting into the word and start digging deep, they all start going. Say, disciple, will you also go? Disciple asked him. He said, we can't go anywhere. Ah, we are, we can't go. Issue of life. If it's you, where shall we go? Where will you go? But to the Lord. May God help each and every one of us. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Please, I'm going to seek your indulgence. I'm going to ask us to all please stand. I'm going to ask Pastor Emmanuel, Pastor Yaro, could you please come here? I want the congregation. See, Jesus said, I come in the volume of books. It is written of me. Amen? To do thy will. There's a volume of book written concerning you. You and you to do his will. But the devil wants to come to kill, to steal, and to destroy it. Can somebody say amen? But the will of God will come to pass concerning you. Please, I want to ask Pastor Yaro, Pastor Emmanuel. See, we have come. The direction and the destiny of the souls of men in this assembly, God has placed by his grace in our hands. I want you to please stretch. Please, bro. Could you come closer? Please. I beg your pardon. Could the audience please stretch forth your hand and pray for us. And pray for us. Because we have come in the volume of books. It is written concerning us. The souls of men. The direction we go. That the word himself may help us to fight, contend, that we may decrease, he may increase. That Jesus may be lifted up above all. In the name of Jesus. Please stretch your hands. Please don't hold your mouth. Oh, you think anybody needs prayer? We need prayer here. Emmanuel, could you get up? We need his help. We need his help. We need his help.
Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let your mercy cover us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Extend your borders of your mantle and cover us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Multiply us, Lord.
That we not be Lord over God's heritage. That the volume of books, the purposes for which God has put us three together, that he may put his word in our mouth. That we do his will and not our own will. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to ask if Pastor Julius would come round up this prayer session for us in the name of Jesus. Pastor Julius and Pastor Akilo Sotu, please say, we need the Christ. We need him. Please come here. Pastor Akilo Sotu, Pastor Julius, I want you to just round this session as crown every prayer put here.
Eternal King of Glory, we want to commit your servant, Lord God, into your hands. In the same way that Nehemiah prayed and fasted for the broken walls in Jerusalem, you've planted your servant in this nation. As the nation groan and crave for righteousness, Lord, the heartbeat of your servant, let it become your heartbeat. Lord, I decree in the name of Jesus that they will declare your word in season. They will declare your word out of season. Lord, I decree in the name of Jesus. If that same spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead abide in us as your servant, you said it shall quicken our mortal body. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that, Lord, your servant that you've planted in this ministry, in this nation, we speak in boldness in the name of Jesus. The same way you've used Nehemiah to cause a revival in building up the walls, in restructuring the structure, Lord, I pray that your will through these ones will be put forth to this generation and oncoming generation in the name of Jesus. Lord, I decree revival here. You've brought them into a wealthy place. You've brought them into this place for a reason. Lord God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you will quicken your word in our hearts, quicken your word in the heart of these children, quicken your word in the heart of this nation, quicken your word in the heart of these members, in the name of Jesus. I ask for fresh fire upon your servant. As it is with the servant, so will it be with the sheep. I ask for fresh fire upon them. I ask for direction upon them. I ask for a fresh fire of the baptism of the Holy Spirit upon them for this new work in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We give you praise. Accept all our thanks in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Father, I thank you, Lord. You say, open your mouth and I will fill it, Lord. Fill the mouth, Lord Jesus Christ, with your blessing. Father, I pray, O Lord God, for our pastors here, Lord Jesus. You are the one that has ordered that word, Lord. And except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord watch over the city, say the watchmen are wicked, but in vain. So, like, how about the shadow, the humble, the call? For I pray, O Lord Jesus, for our brothers, Lord, that, Lord, that you will grant that grace, Lord Jesus Christ, that the watchman that you have set up to be a watch, to be watchmen in this place, Lord God, you will be the one that is watching over this place in the name of Jesus Christ. And watch over them yourself, Lord Jesus, like the scripture, like the word that has been preached today, Lord. Female, and money. I've derailed multitudes, Lord. But Lord, we are trusting you because you never fail it. You have done it before. You say, our own shall not be impossible. You have done it for many. The heavens, even the, your kingdom is already filled of heroes, like you all going to say. Say, there are people that have gone before us and they are hedging us along and saying, we made it. So shall this also make it in the name of Jesus Christ. How the combat the shed of the other combat the humble the shed of the trust in the Lord, say the Almighty God. Stay close to me, is what the Almighty God said. That is his word now to all of you. Stay close to me, say the Almighty God, which he has already signed it through even John and through his word that the Lord told him. Stay close to me. Don't depend upon your own understanding and lean upon the Lord. Father God, help us to lean upon you every day. There may be accusations, but let it be just accusations and not truth in it. Like the logical said, there was nothing in me. Because the accuser of the brain we accuse, but the logical see it deeper. He said not only the actions, he also see the motives. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are going to protect these ones. And we rebuke, Lord Jesus Christ, every spirit of division. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. Hold up a corner, the shed that he had covered. Every spirit of division, remove it from them in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the heart be humble in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we are the Almighty God that can do all these things. We are but flesh. We are but earthen vessels. But you put this, your power in earthen vessels, Lord Jesus Christ, so that all the glory will be yours, Lord Jesus. So that's why we are trusting you, resting in the Lord, that you are able to keep us. You are able to keep us from falling. As Apostle Paul said, unto him that is able to keep you from falling, be glory, power, dominion, majesty, forever and forever and forever. Thank you, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Woo, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Thank you very much. And you will come in the volume of books that is written of you. You not fail, you not falter. The children that the Lord has blessed you with, they shall be for signs and for wonders. You see, the reason the devil tries to contend, because he can't do anything about you. Now it goes for your kids. Because the Lord said to Abraham, I will greatly multiply your seed. There's greatness in your children. In the name of Jesus. And I pray for you children. Let the light of life guide you. In the name of Jesus. Let the light of life guide you. Remember from whence you are hewn. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. You guide them, O Lord. That sweet star of Bethlehem. That you guided the Magi to the Christ child. Guide them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. The enemy will not visit you. You will not open the door for him. In the name of Jesus, you young ones. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everybody said, praise the Lord.